But Marianne is going to chat to us, I think, about... Ha-ha! There you are. I think we have your PowerPoint in...
It's a downer, isn't it?
Oh. There.
Thank you.
Yes. There we go. So, sorry, yes. Do you want... you introduce yourself.
Tell people what you do. I'm Marianne. I work in Spanish. I'm not as loud as Mark or as wordy. He speaks very well. Anyway, what I'm going to talk about, I'm the marketing and engagement officer. That's what I was hired at, but I changed my title to engagement and marketing officer because in my role in Callanish, a lot of it's about engagement rather than marketing, because I've got quite a strange thing in the marketing aspect. This year, as a marketer, I'm telling people not to come. That's really quite a difficult job for a marketer. From November 24 to spring 2026, as Mark has said, we are a construction site.
Could you speak a wee bit more into the microphone?
I'm definitely loud enough, am I? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Good. Okay. We're closed for the construction period, and there are going to be no facilities, no toilets, no catering, no retail, no parking. It's a really unfortunate position to be in, but if we don't do it now, it's just going to get worse. And we are lucky enough to have got all our funding together, and it's going to be a fantastic thing once we get through the pain of the construction. Luckily, Mark is looking after the pain of the construction, so it should go smoothly. We've got the entire site closed. There'll be no coaches given access. However, the stones are still open. Historic Environment Scotland will be doing some conservation work during the period that we are shut. We just don't know when. During the closure period is when my engagement role comes into play, because we're trying to bridge the gap of while we're closed with engagement activities. Now, Callanish Visitor Centre has been going for 30 years. It's had years of experience in doing engagement both in the centre and out. We have no centre currently, so we have got engagements. We want to do activities. What we need to do during this period is collaborate with organisations and with individuals out with our own area, the centre, and it gives us a chance to do a lot more than we have. To think wider, to think bigger, and also collaboration, I think, is something that culturality is all about as well. We've got 3 years of funding secured from the National Lottery Heritage Fund, which allows us to continue activities despite not having premises. Our USB is not so much craft, but it does have a connection. It's about making heritage accessible. And within our retail, for example, as Mark said, we allowed makers to bring their product to market and make their product accessible. And now, often the products that we're promoting are heritage-related, but there's also wider things, photography, art. We look at the wider aspect of what everyone has to offer out there. Educational and entertaining activities related to heritage, though, are what our organisation is really about. While we have no premises, we've got the opportunity to develop strong relationships, and I'm pleased to say that collaborations are already underway. In fact, if I can go back to that slide, this is a little plug. One of the collaborations we've got at the moment is with the Islands Book Trust. We're doing a walk to Lambashadder in Carloway on Saturday. There's still a couple of spaces left if anyone wants to come. But it's a great example of one of the collaborations that we're doing. We're doing guided walks where we're using people with expertise to share their expertise with visitors and with other locals. So Callanish is building foundations, excuse the pun, but for future success. This picture here shows the foundations for the new function room. As Mark mentioned, it's going to allow us to have a greater capacity to do more things in our centre. But in the future, we've got the hope to be a tourism hub. We already get 150,000 visitors a year. Those tourists, we can bring products to those tourists because we are a centre where tourists come to. A heritage hub, we already are that, and we've got the opportunity to develop that more in a digital sense. A lot of the tourists that come to us, they pass through they come to see the stones, but they don't often have time to spend at the stones. So there's a digital aspect of presenting the stones to them while they're there, but giving them access to more information while they're not there. something they can take away, and it's something that, that again, a lot of producers within the photography world and the digital world have got an opportunity through us to create some more things for the visitors that pass through. We're also a community hub in the future. We were previously a place where lots of visitors wanted to come, not visitors, lots of locals wanted to come. They've been pushed out a bit because of the volume of tourists. We're hoping that because we're going to be a year-round venue, that that allows more locals to come back to us. And because we've got the function room, we can maybe multifunction that to deal with coaches. So there's cafe space for visitors. Now, the cafe space is also going to be multifunctional. We're going to allow, there's a retail element that's going to be in there too. So we, in the future, five-star exhibition, the Heritage Fund, Mark's already mentioned, first-class community amenity. But what we want to do is support local businesses, local artisans, local craftspeople. We have been doing this for 30 years through our shop, through our retail. We've got the opportunity to not necessarily expand it within the premises, but with, to expand it within our website offer. Because many people, they come off a cruise, they arrive in a coach, they're not going to come away with a big painting. But they might see that painting the web, in the site and then go, I really want to purchase that, and come back to our website and have that offer there. We also want to collaborate with local organisations and individuals. And that's not just craftspeople, that's talking in the wider sense. We've had archaeologists involved, we've got photographers, digital lighting people. We want to encourage ideas that promote and conserve anything to do with Hebridean heritage. Harris Tweed, very much to do with Hebridean heritage. So far, so good. We've had amazing support from our funders. The one that I've got to make particular reference to is the National Lottery Heritage Fund, because that is allowing me to carry on with my job with engagement. And the engagement, if I can throw this out, anyone who's involved in craft, art, any producer out there, if you've got an idea that deals with, that connects to heritage in any way, come to us with that idea, because our activity programme over the next 3 years is very broad. And it might be that something that you're thinking of, that you've got a little thought in the back of your mind going, this might work and tie into heritage, come to us and discuss, or actually come to me and discuss, and we'll see if we can do something about it. We've had local artists already involved, we've had local youth groups, who, these are just some of the things we've done over the last few weeks. We've had photographers, we've had live streamers, we've had archaeologists, we've had the people that we've been dealing with is wide already. It can be wider. And I'd like to throw that last little message out to you. If you're interested in doing something with us, come to us and discuss it. Thank you.
Great stuff. Thank you very much.